And we also have Zeke, who's in. Is it the alternate art review?
Yeah, it's an alternate art review.
It is.
About a charming, charming, absolutely precious exhibition.
I was reading some details about it, and I'm curious to learn more about it. Oh. So after 7:40 or so, we're going to get to chat with you as well. Going to go to some music, some more music, because we love music. Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Very, very well. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, yes, yes. Well rested, you?
Very nice, because mine started on Friday.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah, it was the sort of thing where I ended up going wandering around looking at art all day, and then came across this wonderful, wonderful, absolutely precious, jewel-like bit of a show that I was not expecting to see or enjoy as much as I did.
And why did you enjoy it so much?
Well, hold on. Let me take a step back. Where is it? What is it? And so on and so forth? Or just wander off and just describe
right,
stuff that people
already
have no idea where it is.
I already know what it is. So yes, you're correct.
It's called Collection 3. And it is at the Leonard and Bina Ellen Gallery at Concordia, which is right now sort of like the Orphan Gallery. It's, yeah.
The VA building?
It's in the library building.
And
But they now have three galleries. And the FOFA Gallery, which is the new one, is getting all the press, and everybody's going boom, 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 boom. You got to go check this out. And then the VAV gallery, because it's all full of like students and stuff like that who are doing it, is going boom, 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 boom. Because they're just, yeah, when you're 20 years old and you're a student, you are full of a lot of energy.
You could be also older than that.
Yeah, but it is, it's just the whole student life. It's boom, 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 boom.
Okay, yes.
And it's there, the Leonard and Bina way. And I love saying Leonard and Bina Ellen Gallery because it is a mouthful. That one is sort of going, and it's just sort of like floating along and not getting stuff and so on. And it's sort of like, but it's just really, really nice. And it's one of the things that makes it really nice is there's not an awful lot of people there. But anyhow, the whole reason behind this is that a couple of years ago, they actually hired, because they have a collection of art. And a couple of years ago, they actually hired a curator for the collection of art, which is basically somebody to oversee it. And they realized that, wow, this is just like a weird, weird, weird collection. And then the curator, the person who's responsible for it now, has sort of set it out and tried to explain how weird the collection is. And the reason I find it precious and special and enjoyable and wonderful is you actually get to see behind the scenes sort of stuff. They have these wall tags that explain things. And so you go, you first walk in and let's start from the backwards. The last one, it's the sort of thing where over the years, because they started collecting in the 60s and they finished collecting in 2003, which is a pity because they still should be collecting. But over the years, stuff has just disappeared. Some of it's gotten stolen. Some of it has gotten misplaced. Some of it is just someplace. And so they have these pictures of what used to be the art, along with the reports that either the gallery attendant or somebody from like the 70s said, yeah, and then suddenly it was gone. And you say, wow, this is wicked cool. And then there's this other one where, they sort of explain how there's this other set where they explain certain ethics, and ethics always change, which is sort of interesting when you think about ethics, because you figure that ethics are always going to be the same, and if I'm ethical now, I'm going to be ethical 20 years from now, but sometimes what you're doing sometimes is ethical, and then 20 years later becomes unethical. And back in the 60s, they had this guy named, what's his name here, Alfred Pinsky, who was the director of the collection. And he was also an artist because he was teaching at Concordia, or actually at that time, Sir George Williams University. And he thought nothing of putting his art into the collection at Sir George Williams, which at the time was perfectly acceptable, and nobody batted an eyelash or thought two thoughts about it. And now you realize, that's like abuse of power. And it's just like a hop, step, and a jump from sort of like, I don't know, pedophilia or something like that, because it's all, now it's unethical, but then it was ethical. And so, yeah, you get the explanations of that. There's also the sort of thing where they're then explaining sort of how they get their stuff, and sometimes people just donate things, and they realize, okay, they're supposed to be collecting Canadian art, but then why do they have some pre-Columbian art? And why do they have some Roman art and some coins and some African art and all this? It's just, and each one is very, very sort of like well presented. Each sort of station, each sort of part is well presented, and there's the whole explanation behind it. And then on top of it, some of it is actually absolutely beautiful and spectacular. They have some Rita Letendre works by Rita Letendre and Jacques Hurtubise as you walk in, which are just, to me, the raison d'etre, the reason for going in there, because they are just absolutely spectacular, smashing, wonderful, and phenomenal. So does that explain why you like Do I make sense? Oh, what was that?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm just intrigued because I could see only one image right now on the website.
Yeah, no, their website is horrible.
And it's just fun. They have just one section just saying ways of thinking. So I'm getting a little bit more perspective.
You know, there's this whole big
approach about it because I totally understand the whole concept and the whole idea behind it. And so basically taking, especially when they say about shifts in the art world.
Yeah, no, it's the sort of thing where the woman who is their curator, which is, oh, what's her name?
Melanie Reville.
Yeah, which one? She earns her keep because she uses, in this pamphlet here, she uses many, many, many multisyllabic words. It's the sort of thing where the works an institution acquires therefore reflect the interests and preoccupation of the curators who acted according to particular contexts during their tenures. Which basically means that they took what they could get depending on how they felt. And to parse through that and sort of not necessarily use a magnifying glass, but to just sort of like chop it down and say, okay, no, we can say this in monosyllabic ways that make it much, much more understandable. I don't know, actually, if she did that, then at which point would there be a reason for the pamphlet? And the pamphlet is handy to me as far as just being able, like, a nice mnemonic aid so that I can, when I talk on the radio, I can sound like I know what I'm talking about because it's actually printed about who the artists are and what the objects are.
You do know what you're talking about.
Not all the time. Not all the time. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and if you want, just call me...
Burgers.
That too, and... Yeah, what's the name of the guy behind the curtain who, Dorothy got into trouble with?
Wizard of Oz.
You got it. Thank you very much. But yeah, there's all sorts of these other lines in here. Yeah, it's an example of a heterogeneous collection that illustrates changing practices and comprises kinds and periods. But nonetheless, the show is up and on the walls at the Leonard and Bina Ellen Gallery of Concordia, which is 1400 de Maisonneuve West, sort of in between, what is it, Mackay and Bishop. And they're open Tuesday through Saturday, roughly noon until 5 o'clock. Sometimes it's 6 o'clock or something like that. Working as a curator has oh so tough hours. The show continues until February 13th, which obviously means that there's no love lost because they're kicking it out the day before Valentine's Day. And, yeah, I highly, highly recommend it. There's also a show that's happening at the Musée d'Art Contemporain on their collection, which I haven't quite got to see yet, but it's the sort of thing where I'm sort of intrigued about it because, yeah, when you get curators trying to make sense out of collections, you say... Nah, there's no real sense behind it. Why? No, these are pretty objects. These are nice objects. I like these objects, and that's enough for me.
Pieces of a puzzle. They bring the pieces of a puzzle together.
I take them as individual objects that are just important.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Zeke.
No problem. Thank you.
It's right now 8:01.